All right, now, welcome back, everybody, here to Simple Faith Baptist Church, where the Bible changes us. We do not change the Bible. My name is Brother Carlos, and we're going to go ahead and start now for our Sunday school lesson. Hopefully, our audio sounds okay. We're trying some good. Okay, praise the Lord. The audio sounds good. Thank you, Sister Eileen. We're going to go ahead and do our Sunday school lesson now. So if you can do me a favor, let's go ahead and now turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3. Bienvenidos a nuestra escuela dominical. Vamos a abrir nuestras Biblias al libro de 1 Corintios, capítulo 3. And like I shared, we also have the Spanish Bible online. Y como también le dije pasado semana, vamos a tener la Biblia también en español para estudiar igual con nosotros. All right, guys. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 3. Do me a favor and go ahead and turn your Bible there, and we'll go ahead and get started here in just a second. Give me a second here. All right. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. Let's go ahead and read a couple of these verses. And today's title, I didn't have the opportunity to really type it out online, but the message title that I have online is Focusing More on the Son of God. But really, what I would like to share as a title for this Sunday school message is The Danger of Exalting Men of God Over the Son of God. El título de este mensaje es Enfocando Más en el Hijo de Dios. Pero realmente quiero el título porque no podía ponerlo más por internet. El peligroso en celebrando hombres de Dios más que el Hijo de Dios, o, en otras palabras, honorando más al hombre de Dios, más del Hijo de Dios. So that's the idea. Eso es la tema. Hopefully, with some Bible study, you'll understand my heart for today's Sunday school message today. The danger of exalting men of God over the Son of God. Let's read together now, starting in verse number 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1. We'll read the verses, and then we'll pray. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. De manera que yo, hermanos, no pude hablarlos como espirituales, sino como carnales, como niños en Cristo. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Os di a beber leche y no carne, porque aún no podías digerirla, ni aún ahora podéis. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Porque aún sois carnales, pues habiendo entre vosotros celos y contiendas y divisiones, ¿no sois carnales y andéis como hombres? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Porque cuando uno dice, yo soy de Pablo, y otro, yo de Apollos, ¿no sois carnales? Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? ¿Qué, pues, es Pablo? ¿Y qué es Apollos? Sino ministros por los cuales habéis creído, y eso, según lo que a cada uno ha conocido el Señor. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Yo planté, Apollos regó, pero el crecimiento lo ha dado Dios. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Así que, ni el que planta es algo, ni el que rega, sino Dios que da el crecimiento. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for this Sunday school message. I ask and pray, God, that you would help us as Christians to focus now. Help us not to be distracted with our phones or food. Help us now to give our minds and our hearts attentions to the Holy Word of God so we could prepare our hearts for the service today. And our conduct for our love one further would be manifest today, Father. Thank you for those that are here. We pray for those that are on their way. In Jesus' name, we pray that you would be glorified. Amen. Okay, so look back up here to verse number 1. We're going to talk about the definition of biblical carnality. Regresamos al versículo 1, vamos a explicar la significancia de cuando dice la Biblia, hermanos o cristianos caminan siguiendo el carne. Biblical carnality is defined as verse number 3, envies, strife, divisions. Do you see there? Envies, strife, and division.
La Biblia nos da la significancia cuando cristianos caminan siguiendo el carne, o cuando la Biblia los llama carnales, cuando siguen contiendas, divisiones, y
¿cuál es la otra palabra? Envying, celos. And so that's how the Bible defines biblical carnality. It's when Christians walk as normal people. It's when Christians walk as men who do not God.
Es cuando cristianos caminan como gente normal o regular. Es cuando cristianos caminan como gente que no conocen a Dios, que no tienen el Espíritu Santo.
And so that's a hard rebuke from the Holy Spirit when New Testament Christians pledge more allegiance to men of God more than the Son of God.
Esto es un gran admonition. I forgot how to say that word. Pero el Espíritu Santo nos está regañando a los cristianos cuando ellos ponen más siguiendo el ejemplo de seguir más a los hombres de Dios y más del el Hijo de Dios cuando tratan otro o su prójimo diferente porque quieren seguir una manera de un hombre más que la manera de Cristo.
So look at verse number 4. Vamos a leer versículo 4. One saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos. Are you not carnal?
Porque cuando uno dice, yo soy de Pablo, y otro, yo de Apolos, ¿no sois carnales?
So why is that a danger? ¿Por qué es peligroso? Because when you begin to want to follow a man of God more than the Son of God, that's going to cause you to treat other people who don't look up to the same man of God that you look up to, and before you know it, you're not going to love them and be a friend to them.
Es peligroso porque cuando los cristianos quieren seguir a un pastor o un hombre más que el Hijo de Dios, van a empezar a tratar otro cristiano diferente cuando no siguen lo mismo hombre. Y por eso no van a tratarlo como amigos o ser amigable, o no van a tener compañerismo porque no siguen el mismo hombre de Dios como de usted.
So that's why we're very careful here at our church to say that we are a Bible-believing church. Jesus Christ is the head. I'm just a steward. I am just a minister. And even though there are a ton of Christian teachers on the earth, I'm going to do my best to be an example to you in love and forgiveness and forbearance and being a friend, so that way you can see in me a proper conduct. But when you hear teachers online not displaying that conduct, they're being carnal. They're treating other people differently because they don't believe the teachings of that guy and that pastor, and they begin to name call and do all that. They are not following after the Son of God. They're following that flesh, and so that's not good. So let's go ahead and talk about this. Look at how the Bible says here in verse number three. Look at the end there. Carnal because of division, envies, and strife. Don't you just walk as men? You see there? Don't you just walk as men?
Cuando los cristianos se portan con celosos, contiendas y divisiones, andan como hombres naturales.
You know what I find interesting? Christians who do this act no different than unsaved, unregenerate sinners. When Christians act like this, they display ignorance and immaturity that is no different than the football or soccer fan arguing with each other why their team is better than the other. They're no different than when two unbelievers argue why their car is better than the other, or their food diet, or their exercise, or whatever their worldly material thing that they have. You know what I'm talking about, when they compare and they argue and they bitter, this is better because, and then you fill in the blank. You know what the Bible says there? It's a shame when a brother and a sister allow themselves to be deceived by their own personal sin and other carnal Christians to exalt this means of communication one to another when they want to exalt a man's commentary more than the Son of God's commentary in the Bible. Notice the context. God wanted to feed these Christians more food. Look at verse 1 and verse number 2. He wanted to feed them more milk. Do you see there in verse number 2? But what was their problem? Their problem was they preferred rather to
feed on the milk and feed on the food of Peter's commentary and Paul's commentary and Apollos' commentary more than the Son of God's commentary. Some of us will not be able to receive more understanding from God because we are too busy trying to please men down here or the men of God than the Son of God. Entonces, ¿de qué estamos hablando? Mira cómo dice en versículo 2, el Espíritu Santo lo quería dar y darle de comer más de la carne de la palabra, lo quería dar más de beber leche de la palabra para que crecen en su conocimiento de Dios. Pero cuando esos cristianos siguieron más a los comentarios de los hombres, por ejemplo, Apolos o Pablo o alguien, empezaron a seguir más a un hombre de Dios, más del Hijo de Dios, y por eso ellos constreñieron el Espíritu Santo en dejarlo a enseñarles personalmente en sus corazones. So that's why it's very important, church, for you to focus more on the Son of God than the men of God for your spiritual growth, your spiritual understanding, and your love for one another. Because if I am trying to act like that and I fail in my example, then what's going to happen? It's going to teach you that it's okay to treat others like the way I treat it. Why? Well, because I'm a pastor. But if I don't treat others the way that Christ commanded me to treat them and you follow my example, that's my fault. And I'm going to be responsible to talk to Jesus of why I failed before you. But then it'll be your fault when you begin to choose me or another pastor more than Jesus and you begin to act like them. And if they're not meeting up to par, if they're not walking like Christ, that's going to be your fault. That's why there's problems amongst brethren because they want to choose more of the men of God than the Son of God. Are you understanding so far? Go down with me to verse number 6. Paul said, I've planted, Apollos watered, but who gave the increase, church? God. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but who, church? Who's reading with me in verse 7? Anybody out there? But God that giveth the increase. We're in 1 Corinthians 3, 7, friendly reminder. Your spiritual maturity comes from God on the inside. Your spiritual knowledge of the person of Christ comes from God on the inside. Your personal relationship with God is strengthened by one man, and that's Jesus Christ on the inside. Mira lo que dice versículo 6. Yo planté, Apolos regó, pero el crecimiento lo ha dado Dios. Así que ni el que planta es algo, ni el que rega, sino Dios que da el crecimiento. El único persona que te va a ayudar a crecer más en tu conocimiento con Dios el Padre es el hombre Jesucristo. El único hombre que te va a ayudar a cambiar adentro de tu corazón, ser mejor cristiano en tu relación con Dios el Padre, es el Señor Jesucristo. Los ministros de Cristo, los que plantaron en tu vida, los que te dieron poquito más enseña de la palabra, solamente son ministros, pero es Dios que te va a dar crecimiento adentro. So who gives you the increase, church? God. The only thing that Paul does or Apollos does is they water. They give you a little bit here and they give you a little bit there. But the only one who's going to grow it on the inside is who? God. And so here's what he said. Look at here in verse number 7. So then neither is he that planteth what, church? Anything. So it doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what their name is, pastor fill in the blank or brother fill in the blank. Oh, they're so great. Look at their video effects on their YouTube channel and their TikTok videos and all that in today's age. You know what God said? I'm nothing. They're nothing. But Jesus is everything. So focus more on Jesus. And when they fail in their conduct, don't follow their misconduct. Follow Christ. Because again, I'll tell you right now, I've heard them all, and my wife can tell you, we've listened to a ton of brethren online today. I don't care if they're Baptists or not, but when they begin to name-call other Christians, belittle other Christians, make fun of other Christians for the sake of their tradition or some doctrine, they are not following the example of Jesus. That's their own spirit. I don't want to name names to begin to put that in your head so you can say, wow, this and that, and this. I'm just telling you, don't follow those examples when they fall short of the Son of God. Paul told you, I'm nothing. I'm just giving you the water from the Word of God. Christ is everything. Keep focusing on Him because when you put more attention on me and those guys put more attention on Apollos or Peter, notice why you guys have problems because you're saying, I'm more with this guy than Christ. I'm more with that guy than Christ. And therefore, we don't have fellowship because you're focusing more on a man of God than who? The Son of God. So who do we want to focus more on, church? the Son of God. I am just the minister giving you the word of God. But when I come short, who do you keep looking to? The Son of... All right, verse 7 through 9. What did he say there? I'm nothing. But a minister and a laborer. Christ is everything. Look at verse 8. He that planteth, he that watereth, are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. So you know who's more important? It's you. It's me laboring in the word, studying to feed you, to grow you, to see you become a stronger Christian. And I'm going to receive my own reward. But while I do that, and a pastor over here does that, and another pastor over there does that, or some other teacher over there does that, you know what it says there in verse number 8? He that planteth and he that watereth are what? One. So if we're on the same team, why do we make fun of each other, and why do we call each other's names? Why do we begin to make fun of each other, and you hear those guys online belittling people, making fun of their names? Because they're following after the flesh, verse 2. They're being carnal, verse 2. Why don't I do that? Because I want to be spiritual. I want you to focus more on the Son of God. And whenever brethren have a fault in their personality or in their doctrine or their conduct, I'm going to talk about the doctrine, not necessarily them as individuals. You understand what we're saying here? Mira lo que dice en versículo 8. Y el que planta y el que rega son una misma cosa. Dice Pablo en versículo 9, porque nosotros colaboradores somos de Dios y vosotros sois labranza de Dios, edificio de Dios. Lo más importante es ¿quién? Tú. Los que plantan y los que regan, ¿de dónde lo hace? De la palabra de Dios. Te dan poquito enseña aquí y en otros tiempos, ¿verdad? En tu vida. Pero son una misma cosa. Entonces, cuando esos hermanos empiezan a quejar y hacer bromeadas por internet o hablando mal de otro hermano, ¿qué están haciendo? Pues en versículo 2, están siguiendo al carne. Celos, divisiones, contenciones, no están enfocando más en el Hijo de Dios. Entonces, eso es lo que estamos hablando. Look at verse 21 and 23. Vamos al versículo 21 y 23. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. All right, verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men. Let me ask you a question. Who's a Christian here today? Anybody here today? ¿Quién es cristiano hoy? Levanta la mano, okay. Do you believe that what you're reading is the Word of God? Raise your, no, okay. ¿Creen que lo que está leyendo la palabra de Dios? ¿Sí o no? ¿Sí o no? So when I read this verse, I need you to do your best to obey this verse, okay? Therefore, let no man glory in who? Men. So there you have it. Brother Carlos, Bible school, I love my Bible teacher, but I'm not going to glory him over Jesus Christ. Some of you and out there, whoever you listen to online, what do? If they glory more in the teacher versus the Son of God, they're trying to get you to focus more on the men of God than the Son of God. No wonder why there's problems, because they're trying to establish division from the men of God versus the unity in the Son of God. But the Bible just told me, don't glory in men. Don't focus on the men of God. Focus more on Christ in them. And if they have a fault, you follow Christ. You don't follow that fault in that man of God. Bible says all things are yours. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what church they went to or what pastor taught them. If I'm in Christ, I got eternal life. And they're going to go there when we die. And if we're not going to be making fun of each other in heaven or calling each other bad names in heaven, why are they doing it down here? Because they're seeking after the flesh. They're walking after the flesh. Look at verse 22. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you're who, church? You're Christ's. You're not that pastor's property. You're not that church's property. You're Christ's property. But what happens? I can't have fellowship with you because my pastor makes fun of your pastor because of this over here, and all of a sudden we have problems, and we can't even just pray with each other. We can't even just hang out and go sowing because of these divisions. But don't you belong to Christ? I do. But the man of God that I'm learning of Christ tells me that I can't get... No, that's the problem. Christ is God's. Mira lo que dice versículo 22. Sea Pablo. En versículo 21. Así que ninguno se gloríe en los hombres porque todo es vuestro. Sea Pablo, sea Apolo, sea Cephas, el mundo, sea la vida, sea la muerte, sea lo presente, sea lo porvenir,
todo es vuestro y vuestro sois de Cristo y Cristo de Dios. ¿De quién eres? Cristo. No eres tu pastor. Tú no eres la propiedad de tu pastor, de tu iglesia. Entonces, a donde quieres encontrar más compañerismo en el amor de Cristo, son con los hermanos que están en acuerdo con estas escrituras, que somos iguales en Cristo. No vamos a los políticos, de los hombres de Dios y sus enseñas, poner división en nuestro compañerismo. Do me a favor, turn your Bible to Colossians chapter number 2. Vamos al libro de Colosenses capítulo 2. What are we talking about here today for the Sunday school message? The dangers of exalting men of God over the Son of God. The dangers of exalting men of God over the Son of God. How many of us today agree that what we're reading the Bible here, this verse, is the very Word of God? The question then is, what entices us or other Christians to begin to have division in our fellowship one with another, or problems? Well, the Bible has the answer, and I'm going to show you now. Look at Colossians 2, verse 2. Colosenses 2, versículo 2. Here's the prayer, right, from Paul for the brethren there in Colossae. Esa es una oración que Pablo tiene por los cristianos en esta parte del mundo, en estos tiempos, en Colosense. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love. Look at that. Quite the contrary from the divisions we're reading about in 1 Corinthians. Anybody out there? That is not the same as the brethren were treating each other back there in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So what is the desire or the prayer request from Paul? Is that Christians would be comforted and being what? Knit together in love. That's different than saying, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm going to divide and have strife and contention. They're going contrary to the will of the Holy Spirit of God. I'm just showing you now. So look at here. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Mira lo que dice versículo 2. Para que sean consolados sus corazones, unidos en amor, hasta alcanzar todas las riquezas de la plena seguridad de entendimiento, a fin de conocer el misterio de Dios y el Padre y de Cristo. Mira que dice el Espíritu Santo en versículo 2, unidos en amor. Es muy contrario de lo que estamos leyendo en 1 Corintios 3, cuando los hermanos siguen divisiones, ¿verdad? Contenciones. ¿Por qué? Más a los hombres de Dios, del Hijo de Dios. Pero el Espíritu Santo y su voluntad es para unirse en amor con los hermanos. Let's go to verse 19. Vamos a versículo 19. Here's the problem. Here's how you can fix it if you see it happening within your life. Verse number 19. What does the Bible say there? And holding not the what? The head. Who's the head of the church? Say it out loud. Jesus Christ. You know what happens? Christians that have divisions with other Christians, you know who they hold more onto than the Son of God? The pastor. That's why they have a problem. And when they hold on to a pastor or a pastor's teaching more than the head of the church, that's why they can't get along with other Christians. That's why they can't fellowship with other Christians. That's why there's not love and unity, and that's why there's division, strife, contentions. So what do you need to do? What do I need to do? I need to hold on to Jesus. Mira lo que dice en versículo 19. Y no haciéndose de la cabeza. Eso es el problema con los hermanos que tienen contenciones con otros hermanos, divisiones, porque no quieren agarrar más la cabeza de la iglesia, quien es Jesucristo, pero quieren agarrar más al pastor de su iglesia, sus enseñas, y por eso no hay compañerismo con los otros que no están en acuerdo con su pastor y sus enseñas y todo eso que estamos hablando. The Bible says, from which all the head, by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministered, and knit together, what does it say there? Increaseth, where'd you read that? 1 Corinthians 3. With the what? Increase of God. Where'd you read that? 1 Corinthians 3. So what do we do? I water you a little bit with the Word of God. I give you a little bit more with the Word of God. But who is going to increase your love and your understanding of God? Jesus Christ, the head of the church.
But what happens is when you begin to entertain the man of God more than the son of God, and you begin to hold on to a commentary more than the scriptures, no wonder why you're not having some nourishment with the brothers. No wonder why you're not having some unity, that knitting together with the brothers, because that guy over here is going to tell you, don't get along with this guy, or if they disagree with this thing over here, that's why you can, and fill in the blank. But you know what Jesus wants you to do? He wants you to hold on to him. And if I hold on to him, he's the one that's going to strengthen my joints. He's the one that's going to strengthen my bone marrow, if you understand what I'm saying. He's the one that's going to keep the members growing together with the increase of God. But when I take my focus off him, no wonder why we begin to have problems. Mira lo que dice en versículo 19. Y no, haciéndose de la cabeza, de la cual todo el cuerpo nutrido y enlazado por las cuyos ligamentos, crece con el crecimiento de Dios. Ahí puedes también leer 1 Corintios 3, cuando nos dijo que el que da el crecimiento es Dios. Si nosotros no enfocamos en el Hijo de Dios y ponemos más atención en el hombre de Dios, eso es la razón porque no podemos estar unidos con nosotros en la iglesia. All right, finishing chapter. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Regresamos al 1 Corintios capítulo 4. Almost done here. 1 Corinthians 4. That helps us now to understand why those Christians become carnal. Because they hold on to men more than the Son of God. When you and I are, if you will, point out an error in those men's teachings or their commentaries from the Bible, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you to hold on to Jesus Christ more than the man of God. Jesus will keep you. He will sanctify you. He will keep you peaceful with God, but the man of God cannot. What is my response then to those who might ask, what about you? My response would be this. What has been my teaching from the very first day that you and I met together? What has been my manner of living? Generally, it's been like this. I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Brother Carlos. I'm here to be a friend to you. Or you can find a friend in me. My wife and I are here to serve you. Many of us have told you that. And we want to help you to love God and be a better Christian. Many of you know that. Where traditions come short, you know what we've been doing? We've been exalting Christ. You know that. When feelings come short, what do? We exalt Christ. And you know that. So let's finish here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. The Bible says here, "And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us." What does it say, church? With me, not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? Dice en versículo 6, por esto, hermanos, lo he transferido, por ejemplo, en mí y en Apolos, por amor de vosotros, para que en nosotros aprendéis a no pensar más de lo que está escrito, para que ninguno de vosotros se envanezca por causa de uno contra otro. ¿Por qué? ¿Quién te distingue? ¿O qué tienes que no hayas recibido? Y si lo recibiste, ¿por qué te glorias como si no lo hubieras recibido? Can I leave you with this, church? Let me leave you with this. Look at what the Holy Spirit commands us at the end of verse 6 and 7. Who is making you want to puff at others? Who is making you want to disrespect other Christians? Who is making you want to murmur against others and perhaps even speak evil of others? It's not God. So then who is it? It's Peter, Paul, Apollos. It is your personal conviction and loyalty when you put more allegiance to the men of God than the Son of God. And if those brethren, whoever they might be today, are, if you will, giving an example or portraying that within their writings and their teachings, if they begin to exalt themselves or their traditional teachers, if you will, more than the Son of God, no wonder. They're walking after the flesh. You know what the Bible says? Do not think of me above that which is written. What is that? That's the Bible. That's the authority of the Word of God. So when I say I'm just a servant, I'm here to, if you will, be here for you, I am just trying my best to say, brother, don't look more to me than Jesus. Keep your heart on Jesus, sister. I'm going to just keep feeding you his word. If it doesn't tickle your ears like those brethren out there, no wonder why there's a little problem of unity here. And if you will, division there, because that other guy you keep entertaining is going contrary than what the scriptures are telling you to teach. So here, healthy reminder, let's go to verse 15. We're going to be done now. Verse 15. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me. For this cause have I sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, some are puffed up as though I will not come to you, but I will come to you shortly if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What will ye? He's asking them, how do you want me to come to you? Shall I come unto you with a rod? Do you want me to just go in there and just start grilling everybody, and if you will, correcting everybody, rebuking? Or in love? And in the spirit of meekness? So what do I want to leave you with? Verse 15. Right now, you have a lot of instructors online. You have thousands, thousands of Christians here in Africa, to China, to Russia. But you only have one pastor. You only have one guy who is here for you, one guy who was there for you. They're thick and thin when you're at your high, when you're at your low. That person that you call at 12 o'clock at night to answer your call to be here for you and your family, you got one person who is really helping you to develop a stronger relationship with God, but you have thousands of instructors. What can I just leave with, brother and sister? I want you to follow me the best that you can, as I'm following Christ. I want you to look to Jesus Christ in me, and then when I have a character flaw, or if you will, an immaturity within my flesh, because I'm still a man of like passions, I want you to keep looking to Jesus, not me, because I'm going to keep doing my best to exalt Christ, not me. And if you keep, if you will, seeing those things contrary out there in the internet world, or if you will, other brethren here locally, I just want to instruct you to do the same thing. They have their little flock, and they have their little teachings over there. And if those guys want to follow the example of those guys, that's going to be between them and God. But if now you can see now from the Bible, what is he calling for? Love, unity, fellowship, forgiveness, forbearance, all of this here. And that guy says something contrary, now you know why. It's the flesh, bottom line. If they glory more in men than God, now you know why. It's the flesh, not the Spirit of God in them. So what are we going to do? I'm going to do my best. And hopefully every man that stands behind this pulpit, we're just going to say, look, man, we're here to sow into you a little bit. We're here to give you a little water, a little word. But we're here to tell you, don't look to us. Look to Jesus. We're going to tell you to keep looking to Christ. We're going to tell you to keep focusing on Christ. We're going to tell you, I'm nothing. Christ is everything. He's the only one that can keep you and strengthen you on the inside when other brethren fail you on the outside. So I don't have time to, if you will, translate all that in Spanish. Pero en fin, lo queremos dejar que lo más importante, si puedes leer versículo 15 al 20, 21, en tu tiempo privado, lo más importante que lo podemos dejar es un ejemplo siguiendo a Cristo aquí. Porque nosotros, si cualquier hermano predique atrás de ese púlpito, vamos a predicar con este espíritu de mansedumbre, a levantar Cristo, no nosotros en sí mismo, nuestro comentario. Y si miras a esos hermanos que están allá afuera de esta iglesia, que prediquen así y caminan así con unas enseñas así de divisiones o celos o se ponen así, ya sabes por qué, porque están caminando en el carne, no por el espíritu. And so that's what we just want to leave you with. Hope that was a blessing to you today, friend. Just know, focus more on Jesus, not the men of God. Christ, he'll keep you like this. He'll keep you strong. Men of God, that's what we do. Men of God are men. We divide, we cause problems because we just want glorification to self. Amen. Let's keep our glory on Christ. Father, thank you now for the word of God. Prepare our hearts for the Sunday service, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.